Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anyone that is corrupt. And it seems like I'm collecting labels like I collect stamps. So anyways, today I am joined with a good friend of mine. His name is Dallas. He's also someone who's also witnessed the corruption of We Are Change. We've actually worked together to help expose it. So this whole thing is, oh, it's just Louis going crazy. It's false, completely false. Dallas is here because he wants to refute some of the claims that Matt LeBitch LePaysack was saying, you know, all that bollocks he was coming out of his mouth. Before everyone starts, in the words of Low Key, I'm not anti We Are Change. We Are Change is anti me. So what's up, Dallas? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Everything's good. I just, I heard the last show, and I felt some things had to be set straight on the record. I'm here to help you out, man.
Yeah, word. So, I mean, where you want to start?
Well.
This is your show.
On your last show, you had Matt LePaysack on, and yeah. I've also worked extensively with him. I was involved with We Are Change for just about 3 years. I feel I can speak with a lot of authority on most of the things he spoke about on the last show. So let's start with this idea that VR Change is all-inclusive, and that's why it's all okay for Craig Fitzgerald and or any other Freemason to make themselves part of the group and part of the 9/11 Truth Movement. Now,
yeah.
I'll say I do agree with Matt in that, you know, any help that the 9/11 Truth Movement can get, they should certainly look at taking it. But at the same time, all-inclusive movement that is supposed to be a grassroots movement, as you may recall, Lee. Does that sound familiar to you?
It vaguely sounds familiar.
Now, this is a grassroots, leaderless movement where we are all supposed to be equals, but when myself and Louie and a few other people that were closely involved start pointing out that, you know, this leaderless movement seemed to have a leader, and he seemed to, you know, be able to make lateral decisions. Yes, I'm talking about Lukaszewski. I'm not going to be, you know, coy. I'm not going to be around the...
Yeah.
We pointed this out. Suddenly it wasn't a leaderless movement anymore. It wasn't all-inclusive. In fact, we were thrown out without any notification or justification or opportunity to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no, it wasn't even a vote. It wasn't even a vote. It was just Luke making the decision for the whole group and in an email saying, yo, these people are out. And, I mean, the point I tried to make yesterday is, which Matt ignored, was you guys, We Are Change kicked out We Are Change Norwich for asking questions about the Freemason in Craig Fitzgerald in We Are Change New York City.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some other chapters have pretty much themselves from the New York chapter, and yeah, you know, I'm sure. I know because I know some of these people personally. People are still as active in the Truth Movement. I distanced themselves from We Are Change entirely because they've seen that. Quite frankly, what Luke says was in that takes priority over the truth. Getting back to the last show, I just want to set straight on the record is for Cheryl, and, you know, for whatever reason, which I, you know, not having been a member of We Are Change for over a year at this point now, don't know what their reasoning was, but he's gotten a lot more consideration than just your rank-and-file member that, you know, sees something on YouTube, shows up to Ground Zero, and joins up. He's gotten a lot more special consideration. I'd like to know why. Because I've been hearing from We Are Change since I started coming around the beginning of 2007 that, you know, Masons are basically the center of the power structure that's behind the false flag operation in 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Masons are a Freemason, and on and on and on. But when a Freemason starts showing up to Ground Zero and starts going out and partying every Friday night with these cats, suddenly Freemasons are cool, Freemasons are okay, and everything is squashed with the Freemasons. What's really going on here? What do you think, Louis?
Well, no, what I think is, because, I mean, look, I've learned the same thing you learned, that the Freemasonry is bad, and in fact, that's the point that we made yesterday. The Freemasonry is bad, no matter what. But it really seems like that, you know, they were able to get Luke by the balls. I mean, I have no proof to this. This is my own theory. They were able to get Luke by the balls and infiltrate and get Luke to do something, and you know, they're going to stay shut about it. And, of course, the rest of We Are Change, not willing to risk getting kicked out, because anyone who's questioned gets kicked out, or they just don't want to rock the boat, so they're not going to go as hard body as me, you, and Pat went.
Oh, yeah, that is, and also, you know, being back to the whole concept, which is, you know, since I left / was kicked out, I was never formally kicked out. It was mostly you and Pat, but, you know, obviously, if, you know, two people that are close to me are kicked out, I'm leaving. But
right.
That's the reason behind all that. You know, this whole leaderless organization, I think that definitely ties into this whole idea of, you know, now they've decided that Freemasons are okay and they accept Freemasons for membership, especially 32nd degree high-ranking Freemasons. We're not talking, you know, some quote-unquote porch Masons. We're not talking quote-unquote blue degrees that some guy signed up because, you know, things to do in his community. 32nd degree high-ranking Freemason, Craig Fitzgerald, is now a member of We Are Change. He's now considered a leader within We Are Change, this leaderless organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that doesn't smell too good from over here.
I mean, and to show how real, for example, how real, you know, we both are, you know, when it comes to our thoughts on Freemasonry. When we started that, newspaper, the editor wanted to start doing business with a Freemason from Langley. Is that correct?
No, he was not from Langley. Let me clear the record on that.
Yeah.
The gentleman's name is John S. Ryan. He's a 33rd degree Freemason, and he's the chairman of the Alexandria, Virginia chapter of the Freemasons. He showed up to a meeting with myself, Phil Schrader, who is the proprietor of The Sovereign, the newspaper that I formerly worked with, and a couple of other people who I won't name because I'm not sure if they're comfortable with their name coming out on this radio show as part of this story. But, you know, they met with, you know, pretty much the editorial staff of this paper project that we're working on and working with at the New Yorker Hotel last year. And this guy shows up, Mason blazer, you know, blue blazer that has, like, the Freemason logo with the G, says 33rd degree, has jewelry that says 33rd degree, Freemason logos on his jewelry, everything. And, you know, I confronted him outright, like, you know how we feel about Freemasons, right? You're aware, you know, you have all this paraphernalia. What makes you think we want to work with you?
How fast after that did we bounce out? How fast after that meeting did we all just say, fuck this, and we bounced?
Well, I left quickly. I always stuck around for the meeting because it would have been awkward to, you know, just run away. And I wasn't about to just run away.
Right. But, I mean, it was like, after that, we were like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that pretty much sums that up.
So, I mean, this shows that we have zero tolerance policy when it comes to New World Order architects.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me to get out there and, you know, like many people in the Truth Movement, and certainly like many people in We Are Change, pretty much what drew me into the movement in the first place was the radio show and the movies of Alex Jones. So I've been hearing since I got into this, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That Freemasons are behind all this. All these key players in the 9/11 conspiracy are Freemasons. But yet now a 32nd degree Freemason is accepted as a member of We Are Change, as a respected member of the Truth Movement. That's like the police accepting somebody from the Medellin cartel.
It's like, yeah, not all drug dealers are bad. Well, I mean, that's true, but, you know, sometimes you got to respect the candy man. But that's besides the point. It's just, and from what Matt was saying yesterday, Craig joined We Are Change first, then joined the Masons, which means he would have had the same knowledge me and you both did, yet decided anyway to take part. So, yeah. I mean, how much can you really trust his judgment if he's like, oh, well, this is all gravy. Well, I'm going to do this anyway.
To continue along that line of thought, now I'll say first off, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I don't know Mr. Fitzgerald. In fact, you know, every interaction I've ever had with him has been pretty friendly. He doesn't come off as a bad guy in person. I'll give him that. But he said that to my face, that, you know, he was a member of the Truth Movement. He was a member of We Are Change before joining the Freemasons. And yet now he started talking to me about this maybe 2 years ago. Now he's a 32nd degree Freemason. Again, something doesn't add up. So let's see. This guy, who, you know, as far as I know, doesn't have a whole lot of money or power going for him, joined the Freemasons 2 years ago, and now he's at the next, you know, the next rung of the ladder down from the top. He's already at the top of the pyramid. One of two things is going on. Either he lied about his status in the Freemasons prior to joining We Are Change, or they promoted him to the top because he's doing a huge favor for them that they can't do themselves. And what's the one thing Craig can do for the Freemasons that they can't do themselves? Infiltrate.
Yeah, I mean, what? And this is the question. I mean, and Matt, again, Matt said in the interview, bitch out or debate. I don't know which way. I don't know what to call it. But he said that they had a group vote, and Weird Change decided to say that, oh, well, we're gravy. It's all gravy. He could stick around. I mean, everybody's just judging him what he does out in public. Of course he's going to be a good dude out in public. I mean, what I'm worried about, hold on, we got Pat. What I'm worried about is, what's he doing behind the scenes? I mean, what does he do behind closed doors? Is what I'm worried about. I mean, he could be a good dude all he wants. He could be out there, you know, spreading the truth, doing a good thing, but he's still a Freemason, and according to the oaths, the blood oath he took, his loyalties lie with the Freemasonry, not with We Are Change. It can't lie with We Are Changing. You can't have two masters.
Wait a minute. There was no blood oath involved. So stop that shit already.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fair, you be fair.
Okay, continue. Pat,
When you say blood oath and you use the term Mason in the same sentence, that's wrong, because that's not the way it is. It is no blood oath. There is nothing like that. So get that out of your
I mean, look, he takes an oath to protect his brothers even in acts of treason and murder. He has to protect his brothers.
What would you do for your country?
Well, what would you do against your country if the Freemasonry told you?
Now, the founding fathers are Masons, okay?
Yeah, it's funny that you should mention that, because towards the end of the last 30 years of George Washington's life, he was going to send in the demit letter, you know, to quit the lodge, but he said that he quit the lodge. Yeah.
Send me that link.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you after the show. I can't be doing research during the show.
No. Send it to me after the show, tomorrow even.
Okay. Yeah, Quit the Lodge by not going to the last years of his life, and how he explained that how the obsession with the American Founding Fathers had with the Byzantine system overrode their mistaken dalliance with Masonry, and that he was disgusted that he already saw as bad was now infiltrated with the plan of for world government, asking for financial transparency, you know, is a good thing.
Very cool.
The Illuminati was born in 1776. I mean, but let you know. So, I mean,
all right. The Illuminati was born in 1776, and basically so was this country. So now what? So now what's that mean? That this country was founded? Wait. All right, look, I'll think about it, okay?
What are you trying to do, Pat? The hell was that? So, Dallas, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not sure where any of that was coming from. I mean, yeah, we can certainly take that offline and discuss later, like you said.
Yeah.
Back to the whole... Now, to be frank, there's 6 million Freemasons. No. Most, as I'm sure has been said, many places and many times, and you're aware. Most of them are what they call porch Masons. Most of them are your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth. Yeah, they just want to be community leaders in their own community. What gets to me about this whole Christ Fitzgerald deal is we're talking about, We Are Change was founded for one reason originally, to expose specific conspiracy, that being the false flag operation of 9/11/2001.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 people on American soil, right?
Right. Right.
Now, it's been established several times by a number of, credible individuals that, the key players in this are all 32nd, 33rd degree Freemasons. So why is a 32nd degree Freemason acceptable as part of this movement? I was a member of We Are Change for, almost 3 years. There's basically no approval process. There's no application. There's no background check. Well, I know all those cats are Freemasons. So how could any of them say with any confidence that, this Mr. Fitzgerald or anybody can be trusted? The entire thing is completely insecure. It's a travesty. It's a mockery of anything that would, anything like a real organization that can be trusted to handle a job this large. And I'm just appalled that they can just have a vote in Wendy's or Burger King or wherever it was that week and decide that, a member of our organization, like the Freemasons, can just be trusted because, hey, he's a good dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, and according to Matt, there was like, everyone's had reservations about it, but, what else in that recording you want to set straight for yesterday's show?
I just wanted to, clear up, number one, this idea that, We Are Change has any real membership qualifications beyond, hey, we had a kangaroo court at Wendy's, because that's what really went on. Let's set the record straight. When these kinds of decisions are made, it's not like there's a board of directors. It's not like, they did incorporate finally. But, it's not like there's a board of directors. It's not like any background checks are run. Some phone calls are made like, hey, have you heard of this Craig Fitzgerald guy? Has he killed anybody in front of you? And then he's an okay dude. For them to, come out and establish a 32nd degree Freemason if we trusted because, hey, we hung out with him a couple of Saturdays, it's some bullshit, quite frankly. And speaking on, Matt's allegations towards you, myself and Pat as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened was, we stood up for ourselves. We finally got to a point where it was as we're involved in this movement for a good chunk of time, we got tired of kangaroo court decisions. Luke decided we're doing X, so this leaderless organization where we all donated time and money, kangaroo court decision was beside our resources that everybody put in. One person or maybe a dozen people at a meeting at Burger King decided what everybody's resources were going towards. It's ridiculous, right? And from Mr. LePasic, since that, you know, we have some obligation to respect those decisions is hilarious.
Yeah. That, I mean, and of course, everyone's lazy, everyone's stupid. It's like, what the hell is that about? I mean, from what I can see, anyone who doesn't agree with the whole rank and file, we are change, platforms. They're obviously idiots. They're obviously there to try to antagonize. You know, he's like, oh, you were kicked out for antagonism.
No. We were being antagonistic. That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
But, you know, what would any self-respecting defender of the truth do if, you know, we're being told what the truth is by some 23-year-old kid who has no experience in anything other than being a college student? He suddenly decided he's the leader of a worldwide leaderless movement. Frankly, I think we kept our cool pretty well when you look at the circumstances that way.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't punch nobody. You know, I was fed up. At that point, we were all fed up. Pat didn't hurt nobody, and, you know, it's acceptable with Pat. I mean, you know, Pat would have had an excuse, but, you know, he didn't do anything.
Exactly. You know, all we did was say things that nobody wanted to hear. And yeah, I guess that is antagonism. But, you know, we didn't do anything out of line except question, you know, ask questions, demand answers. I thought that's what we were all there for, but I was proven wrong.
Yeah. I mean, and this is always the question I ask, and I mean, the answer I always get back is like, oh, well, you're giving, in fact, let me get the direct quote, because I got a quote from Federal Jack today, because of the video that I made. This is part of what I got, and to me, I might be looking too much into this. I mean, but to me, it sounded very a little threatening.
Threatening? Yeah, it's heavy.
Yeah. So this is where he said, "Dude, you waste so much time and effort. At this point, we at Federal Jack are convinced you're a COINTELPRO agent. You can't honestly give a crap about the victims or their families." What does me going after Freemasonry, what does me going after the finances have to do with the victims' families? Am I walking around with a sign that says investigate Dan Wallace's death or shit? Some shit? That's fucking disrespectful.
It was very disrespectful when Nico Haupt and his cohort did that. And as I recall, you and myself were right at the forefront of people running his little narrow ass off of Ground Zero for being that disrespectful.
Exactly.
I heard that people would even refer to either of us as COINTELPRO for, you know, standing up and asking questions. We're like, you know, Lou Grudowski is above questioning.
Yeah. Well, actually, according to this, let me check this out. Let me finish. You can't honestly give a crap about the victims or the families with the way you act and conduct yourself. As a first responder from that day, I am insulted by your attacks on We Are Change. Either help us find the truth about that day or step off. You're not being part of the solution, and you know it. And by the way, genius, almost every founding father was a Mason. George Washington said in his diaries that the Masonic Order had been hijacked by another secret society. But he did not believe all Masons are bad. If you really studied any of this, you would know all this and more. So I ask again, what's your gain from all this? All you do is give the establishment ammo to attack and discredit the entire truth movement. You know, my answer to that is, you know what? I don't give the establishment ammo. It's We Are Change with their wrongdoings that gives me the ammo that I have to expose as a proper truther. If another truther is exposing this, it gives us more credibility, not less, in my opinion. I mean, what do you say to that?
Yeah, if the truth movement can't police itself, what business do we have trying to police anybody else? That was my entire problem from the get-go.
Yeah. So, I mean, and of course, no one wants to pay attention to We Are Change Norwich that was also kicked out. That their chapter was deleted from the WeAreChange.org map. And not to mention that We Are Change New Jersey was deleted because they were associated with me until they had to promise that I was, you know, not associated with them. That, you know, they can't control me, you know, so it makes no sense punishing them for some, you know, for that. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, but this was my response. What was hijacked was a cult of Lucifer worshipping Egyptian mystery school enthusiasts who didn't have a plan yet for world government. So it wasn't like they were good guys who were infiltrated. A nice listen to William Cooper's Mystery Babylon series will make that clear. George Washington also said in his diaries that he quit the lodge by not going for the last 30 years of his life, and explained how the obsession the American founding fathers had with the Byzantine. Yeah, I read that already. And then he goes, "Go further than Cooper. Try Sitchin, and don't turn this around on me like I'm defending the Masonic order. Well, you are. By attacking me, you're defending theft. You're defending corruption. You're defending, Freemasonry by just attacking me. You know, we're trying to get the word. We're trying to get the word out and trying to make sure shit gets fixed. But hey, well, anyways, no offense to Bill Cooper, but he's been dead for 9 years, and a lot of things have happened and been revealed between then and now. He even admitted that he felt that he had been misled in the past. There is more than Bill Cooper. Now, as far as the We Are Change bashing goes, knock it off. Really? Knock it off? If you got a problem with someone, that's fine, but don't attack the organization publicly. Because that just serves to help the elites in two ways. First, it helps them because now they have ammo to use and start rumors and other such COINTELPRO work. And second, it adds to the tons of information already out there and becomes verbal clutter. This serves to confuse the masses because of a lot of people have already been affected by the antidepressants and fluoride in the water. So it's hard for them to think for themselves. You know all this. Look, man, do your thing, but back off bad-mouthing We Are Change, or else. No, I'm just kidding. People not familiar could assume all the chapters are lumped together, and therefore all the chapters get tarnished. If you want to create your own Louis Hates We Are Change website, but on Facebook or the radio, chill, dude. You may do the cause more harm than good. Take a step back and look at the bigger picture. That's again Federal Jack.
Well,
screw them liquors.
What I can see to this is this is exactly the sort of thinking that led me to break ties with We Are Change. I even said to Mr. Lepasic, to his face, when we were starting the newspaper project as a sovereign, what is We Are Change? The mafia? That, you know, our loyalty is stronger loyalty or to the chapters or to the name We Are Change? Truth? I joined the group because my loyalty was the truth. I will not hide the truth or suppress my question about anything for anyone because the truth is primary.
And what did LePaycheck have to say?
Yeah, it would be similar to what you had to say last night. You know, a bunch of hemming and hawing about, you know, it's more important that we not confuse the masses. It's more important that, you know, you not disrupt. I mean, basically, don't rock the boat was the gist of the message. And yeah. It's have a coherent group where everybody's together, but you know, the problem was everybody wasn't sticking together. I was supposed to sit there and lay down and let it happen.
Exactly. I mean, it would back in 2008 after the 9/11 events. I mean, well, before the 9/11 events, we were asking about, yo, what's up with the money? 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 You know, but now is never the time. Now's not the time. Let's wait till after the events. And me and you both waited after the events, and we started asking. And what was the first thing they told us?
Now is not the time.
So, I mean, this was just a party line, and I say this story over and over again. Who got me started asking the questions about the finances? Manny Badil's current girlfriend Heather, who, guess what, is, you know, who bashes us as crazy. But she was the one that had questions. And she said, Louie, back me up. And, well, guess what? I backed her up, and she stood shut, she sat down, and she averted her eyes like a coward.
Well, as long as we're being blunt here.
Yeah.
When I met Heather, she was very much about the truth and very much about helping the families and bringing the truth to light, which, again, is the key reason that We Are Change exists, to bring the truth about 9/11 to light for the good of America, for the good of the surviving family members, for the good of the survivors of 9/11, the surviving first responders, some of whom are sick and dying now. It was for those people. It was for the truth. It was not for Luke to have a freaking movie production company. It wasn't for a bunch of people to get their face on YouTube, to get speaking,
engagements,
conventions. It wasn't for people to get their face in the media. It wasn't for people to get props and be on the internet and have their name known. It was for the truth. And that got entirely lost.
Yeah, apparently why did they leave? They just came in and they left. Damn, that sucks. Anyway, some dude who named himself Alex Jones, he's like, buy my DVDs, Death to the New World Order, rah, rah, rah. I'm the tip of the spear, rah, rah, rah. Louis B., I started this movie, rah, rah, rah. I'm the real thing, punks, Freemasons, fuck weird change, disinfo idiots from the start. Damn, I can't do Alex Jones for too long. It fucks up my throat.
Dude, I said just a few minutes ago, what brought me into this whole thing, honestly, was a lot of listening to Alex Jones and David Icke back in 2003 and 2004. And there's, I can't take away from what Alex has done for the truth. But even he is gone, it's been less and less the truth and more marketing and my face in the media and my TV making money. It's really a shame, man. Alex went from being the tip of the spear to being the tip of the penis. It's fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's using that tip of the penis to fuck other groups, like what he did to We Are Change Austin at that gun rally, and what he's done to Jeff Rentz, and what he's done to Jack Blood, and what he's done to the We the People Radio Network, and what he's done to Revere Radio Network, and, sabotaging other people's activism, other people's radio networks, radio shows, trying to starve people out.
Kevin Booth was, when Alex wasn't shit and he was still going to junior college in Austin, who put him where he was? Kevin Booth. Kevin Booth won't even talk to him now. That tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Alex got to the top by, basically stepping on other people.
And that's the same thing that's going on with We Are Change. It went from, this is a leaderless organization, we're all equals, to, Animal Farm. Some people are more equal than others. It's textbook. And everybody acts like it's not going on. That's why We Are Change turned into a cult. When you see something that, we all learned in 10th grade. We all read Animal Farm in school. We all have seen this happen and had it taught to us in school. This is what happens when you have a cult. And people in Barrister and We Are Change act like it's not going on in front of them and they're not part of it.
I mean, I just can't understand how people could just be like, I don't understand what's the difference between me, you, and Pat and the other people who obviously have a problem with it, who have come to the both of us and say, yo, you guys are right, but they stay shut about it.
People don't like the outcast. Personally, I don't give a fuck if I'm an outcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, Darnell, called me. He called me the other day, and he's like, Louie, I always knew you weren't going to be able to, stay in We Are Change because you're too lone wolf. I'm too much of a lone wolf. I'm too much of, I don't take no one's shit. But, I guess that's the difference between...
we're in this, we were in the truth movement because we don't buy nobody's bullshit. And when the truth movement fed us bullshit, we didn't buy that either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. I mean, hey, shit. I'm on a low bullshit diet. You know what I mean? I can't, you know, if I eat a spoonful of bullshit, it just fucks my diabetes up, you know? I'm going to start talking like Wilford Brimley. Well, when I run out of diabetes supplies, I go to Liberty Medical and they feed me bullshit and I go into sugar shock and shit. Okay, no one knows who Wilford Brimley is. Damn it. Moving on. I mean, okay, what else? During that whole interview, trying to remember that interview. Shit, I should have cut it up and
if you had some clips to run back of the pacing, I could go over it by point by point, but, you know, he did a lot of ranting there. I can't do it all from memory.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, let me try to. I'm trying to get freaking Lenny Bruce to come on, man. He was there. He was attacking. Yeah, I already know about Giuliani's daughter. damn, I'm trying to remember. Well, I mean, to me, it really sounded like, you know, he can't. You know, LePacek can't. Go against the group because again that's all his friends. Without We Are Change, he's nothing. But damn. Really should let me get some can't do no freaking editing.
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, this is I'm too thin. I just happened to listen to yesterday's show, and I couldn't let any of those things go unanswered.
Yeah, I mean, what else you want to bring up?
Man, I've said my piece, but, you know, certainly, if, you know, feel free to do a Q&A, man. If you got anything you want to ask me, I'm here.
Yeah, God damn, I really should have took clips, that's pretty much it, I guess. I mean, we discussed it up and down. I mean, we
yeah, I mean, I could go on about, you know, interpersonal relationships between the two of us and people in We Are Change, but nobody else cares about that stuff. Again, that's the one valid point in that message you got from Federal Drag. This is all obfuscating the point. Freemasonry is obfuscating the point. The fact that, you know, certain people that I, you know, worked closely with turned out to be assholes is obfuscating the point. What's up with the truth? What's up with 9/11 truth? What's up with, I want to see somebody who is not Osama bin Laden because he's been dead since Tor Bora. Let's keep it real.
I'm eating donuts.
And all I hear is people talking about Freemasonry and people talking about Louis COINTELPRO and bullshit. What happened to George W. Bush's ranch with a fucking beer in his hand? That's a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's just ignorance. Fucking ignorance. People don't want to rock the boat. They think that We Are Change is the movement. People are afraid of the movement. That's what it is. They're so afraid that the movement is so fragile that if anyone exposes anyone as being bad, that the establishment is going to take them over. But if the truth movement is not strong enough to even take that criticism and be able to police itself and clean itself out, you know, from the dildos that fuck shit up, then
I'm sorry. No, that's the problem. You know, we already have made that mistake as a group, as a whole, the movement. But that's the problem with, you know, having an Alex Jones or having a Luke Rudowski. Is the problem is we decide that one person or one small group of people is the face, and then you end up in a position where, like, well, these people are the face. Most of the general public thinks, you know, Luke is the group or Alex is the group, so we can't attack Alex or Luke, because then the whole group looks like shit. That's why we all have to be the face at all times. That's the whole point of having a leaderless organization, is you can't decapitate something with no head.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sorry. Everything is hooked up in Luke's name when it comes to the finances, when it comes to the movement, that if something were to happen to Luke, and this is a very big if he wasn't one of them, if something were to happen to him, yeah, then they're fucked. They're fucked. Everything is fucked. And you know what? Whose fault would that have been? Theirs. I mean, one of the truthful things that Matt said in that interview is that, oh, well, they chose not to do anything because they're lazy. And the fact that they voted not to do anything just is the same as, voting to keep them in.
Well, yeah, that brings up another point, which, again, this is conjecture because I haven't been at We Are Change meeting in over a year.
Yeah.
Something else has to be kept in mind here. Like you said, some of the people involved are lazy. Some of the people involved are there just to blow themselves up, you know, just to have their face and their name out there.
Yeah.
I think the possibility has to be considered when they were faced with an actual real-for-real 32nd-degree Freemason that knows all their names and where they live and shit like that. They were all too shook to tell him, yo, you gotta go. I remember with the John Ryan incident of a newspaper. And the guy dropped a load in my pants, bro. When you walk into somewhere not knowing you're meeting with a 33rd degree Freemason, and you just sit down there, some dudes that's got, you know, four or five different articles of clothing on that have 33rd degree Freemason on them, and you get, you know, you kind of feel a little tingling in the back. Like, it's not... So these guys said, oh shit, we better not tell him no.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They weren't gonna kick him out. He was gonna stop doing business with him. So what we did, we bounced out.
I kept moving. Yeah, I was, nobody's saying you gotta fight the guy, but you don't have to work with him either.
Exactly. The people there that obviously don't agree with that are still there. They're still there. They don't wanna do anything. And I'm sorry, you don't wanna do nothing is the same as agreeing with it. Silence. What's that saying go? I take your silence to be an agreement.
Silence is acceptance.
And I'm sorry, I'm too much of a fucking loudmouth to stay silent. You're too much of a fucking loudmouth. Pat is definitely too much of a fucking loudmouth to stay quiet. Pat, you know. And that's it. And now they're having an event this September, charging people $70 bucks a ticket for 300 seats. A conference. Yeah, all right. You know what? I challenge all truthers, don't come to New York. Don't come to New York. Do your own events in your own area.
Let me amend that. I mean, hey, if that's your thing right now, do come to New York. Come to Ground Zero. Don't pay to go to shit. Stand your ass out in the street and drop the truth. The truth is free.
Exactly. But, I mean, what I want to say, but, I mean, let me amend what I said. Don't come to New York, but stay in your own area, have events in your own area, and drop the troop there. Your areas, you need to take over shit in your areas. Coming to New York when you already know what's going on is pointless. You're wasting time, you're wasting money coming here when you could be, comfortable in your house, in your home area where you lay at, freaking making a difference over there.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
I mean, look, how huge would it be that, you know, instead of everyone coming to New York, I mean, it's true. One big event, yeah, okay, that will make news. But we've already made news doing that. And now, I mean, a lot of people coming to New York has become less and less. But how huge would it be, and in every state in the union, everywhere, there's an event. There are people on the street for 9/11 truth. Just on every block, everywhere in the United States, no matter where you turn, there's a truther there. How powerful would that be?
Two things to say that, and I entirely agree. Number one, yeah, this is the 9-year anniversary. This is the perfect time to do that, because it would be a travesty if there was not a huge event in New York for the 10-year next year. So
yeah.
come next year. Plan on coming next year, and we'll do something big. But this year, go to your own neighborhood. Go out on your own block and hand out flyers or DVDs or whatever it is you like to do to drop the truth on your neighbors and your friends. Because something else has in the recent news that's made it really clear to me that outside of New York, a lot of people are still very ignorant about the false flag operation of 9/11. This mosque thing that went on. Now, let me start by saying I grew up in Tribeca. This, you know, as far as I'm concerned, before it was Ground Zero, it was my block. I grew up 5 blocks from fucking Ground Zero. And this place where they want to put the mosque, it was a Burlington Coat Factory. It's not no fucking landmark. It was a coat factory, the place where I had business. Now, people in New York, it's been showing poll after poll after poll, all right, fine, it's 2 blocks from Ground Zero, New York's full of Muslims, we don't really particularly care. And people from fucking Alaska, Sarah Palin, people from, you know, Kansas and Iowa and Texas want to tell us what we can do and what's permissible in Tribeca, and that's ridiculous. And it shows that people still believe that some bunch of Arabs that were working from the Quran perpetrated this operation when there's, you know, 100 different ways provably untrue. That means people need to stay home in their own communities and tell people what's up. It's like, look, no, 19 schmucks that had Microsoft fucking flight trainer on their laptop cannot do this. That is not what went on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not at all.
And everyone knows Microsoft is shit. If you want to do some flight simulation, what you do is you get on that Mac.
I know
okay.
That. But,
yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get going here in a minute. But, yeah, that's an excellent idea. And, you know, I'll certainly do what I can do to help you run with that. Yeah, everybody stay home this year. Or, you know, if you live way out in the boonies, go to the big city in USC. Go to the capital of USC. People
exactly.
In New York, a lot of people in New York are really aware that something's fishy about 9/11. Trust me. You've seen the polls. Any truther has seen the polls that, you know, 40, 50, 60% believe that story is bullshit. You don't need to come here. Yeah, no.
Yo, I was talking to the black Israelites, you know, them brothers on Monday, and I busted out, like, you know, 9/11, like, yeah, no shit. Tell me something new.
Oh, yeah. I don't like those guys. I don't want to get started on that topic because I'm about to get out of here. Yeah, even they know, and they're clowns, dude.
Hey, I'm the tribe of Ephraim. I don't give a damn. No, I'm just kidding.
With that, I'm going to let you go, man. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back on soon. Peace.
Cool. Later, man. That's Dallas, bro. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back to end the show with some news and commentary. Stick around. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the bowl. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. and exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We just had a lovely chat with Dallas talking about what the fuck is really going on, what we are changing, how, you know, how misguided they are. How, you know, it's just ridiculous. Listen to yesterday's show with Matt Lepasak and you'll see for yourself how silly they become. But we're going to end the show with some, you know, we got some articles. For those of us with blackberries, RIM helps Russia China monitor BlackBerry users' emails. Jeffrey Carr consults with the U.S. and foreign governments on cyber intelligence matters, and is author of Inside Cyber Warfare. Research in Motion, RIM, executives are fond of saying that their platform is more secure than other mobile providers. Which is true. I mean, I own a BlackBerry, and the reason why I got a BlackBerry, it's not as advanced as, it's not as fun, it's not as quick as an iPhone, but I know that everything is encrypted. All my text messages are encrypted, all my instant messages are encrypted. My emails are encrypted, my phone calls are encrypted, and that the only people that could crack a BlackBerry is the NSA, the CIA. They're the only ones that can have access. So that way, if I know if my phone is messing up or anything like that, I know who did it. But anyways, back to the article. For example, Scott Tzolk, RIM's VP of Security, was recently quoted as saying that BlackBerries are secure right out of the box, meaning that no additional mobile security protection is needed, and that RIM offers enterprises with the most secure mobile computing option thanks to its ability to create security settings for all enterprise users via its BlackBerry Enterprise Server. This official position is not without its critics, particularly among some mobile security researchers such as Taylor Shields, whose presentation at SmooCon 2010 showed how standard BlackBerry settings could access and leak sensitive information using only RIM-provided APIs and no trickery or exploits at all. All of the security questions are moot, however, if you're using a BlackBerry to send its highly touted encrypted emails to or from the Russian Federation, the People's Republic of China, or shortly, India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. On November 2007, in order to sell its devices inside Russia, RIM provided its encryption keys to mobile telesystems, which in turn provided access to the Federal Security Service, the official Russian law which mandates this supervision in Order Number 6 from January 16, 2008, about the Statement of Requirements for Telecommunication Networks for Operation and Search Activities. So, I mean, what's to stop them from trying to do this thing? DC Telecom says, the first thing your BB does when you turn it on is run a security check. Exactly. And that's why I love my BlackBerry. On top of that, I'm able to look like a mogul. But, I mean, look, it's, again, not as fun, not as fast as an iPhone. I'm willing to give them that. They have an actual, a real Linux, a handheld Linux computer in their hands. That's fine. Again, but I love the security of this. I like the fact that the only people that can access this are the NSA and CIA, so that way I know who to blame. That just cuts down the suspects list way low. I mean, and knowing it's half the battle. G.I. Joe. So, anyways, in January 2008, RIM China announced that BlackBerry sales through China Mobile were on track, although 2007 was the expected start date. The delay was due to the fact that RIM needed to satisfy Beijing that its handset posed no security threat to China's communication networks. According to sector analysts, there's only one way to satisfy the Chinese government regarding security threats, in quotation marks, and that's to comply with Chinese law regarding supervision and monitoring. On July 28, 2010, India told RIM to either allow New Delhi to monitor its customers' encrypted emails and SMS messages, or they will terminate RIM's authorization to sell in India. Indian intelligence services want the same privileges enjoyed by other foreign intelligence services, including, reportedly, the U.S. and the Chinese government. According to this Associated Press report, RIM declined to disclose details of talks it has had with regulators in the more than 175 countries where it operates, but defended its phone security features as widely accepted by customers and governments. In the same article, a RIM statement claims that both regulatory and requirements of governments and security and privacy needs of corporations and consumers. You know what? Again, don't you people know that we do have the right to privacy? We have the right to privacy. It's a God-given right. And you know how it's a God-given right? I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm just going to use this as an example. When we're younger, we always like to seek privacy from our parents, from everyone. We would go in our room, put our headphones on, lock the door, because we wanted to be left the fuck alone. It's natural. It happens to everyone when we're teenagers. I still enjoy, I hate unlocked doors. To this day, I hate unlocked doors. Why? Because I want to protect my fucking privacy. I want to be able to sit, chill out, and have some quiet time, or be able to do whatever the hell I want in the comfort of my own home behind closed, locked doors, drawn curtains. I mean, and it's not necessarily bad. I could be just playing Xbox. I could be playing StarCraft, which I'm going to be doing after the show. Play some StarCraft. StarCraft is fucking addicting. I'm probably getting fucking programmed like a motherfucker. But besides that, anyways. But yeah, we have Chinese governments, and then probably American governments already have access to this. We already know this. Like I said, the NSA, CIA are the only ones that have access to your BlackBerry. So in America, so yeah, so this is just no surprise to me. Anyways, this is the last paragraph here. The writer says, really, I'd love to hear RIM explain how they can give a country's security services its encryption keys and at the same time protect the privacy of its customers using BlackBerry devices within the borders of those countries. One way that might be done is if RIM had advised all of its customers to be of the specific countries whose security services are monitoring BlackBerry users' email traffic. Are there any BlackBerry users out there who have received such messages from RIM from Research in Motion? I'm guessing the answer to that question is nyet, bushi, nya, and no. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Pat Pennsylvania, Reality USA, DC Telecom, Mark 442001, Casey, Dallas, like to thank him for listening. I'd like to thank like to thank a non 7520 Truth Brigade, Christy, Anti Vigilante, Ziggy, LJ 1221, Informed Radio, everyone for listening. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Remember, we are on Zune, Zencast, and iTunes. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Subscribe to us for free. We have over 350 shows in the can, so feel free, download this, listen to it. And then, what else we got? Also check out our store. We got crotchoutradioshow.com/store. Please help us out. We never ask for donations. I don't believe in asking donations. I believe in earning it by somebody buying something because they want to help support us. Check out the pranks. I got a prank call section. I like to do comedy, so I mean, it's not just all seriousness all the time. I love making people laugh. Crotch Out Radio TV, where we got some documentaries and some concerts up there if you want to listen to some kick-ass unsigned music. In fact, speaking about unsigned music, go to crotchoutradioshow.com/music, and we got a whole list of unsigned artists. Check out our interview section of interviews we've done with a lot of prominent people, appearances I've done, friends of the show, for other radio shows you have to listen to. I mean, just have to. You have to. I order you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'd like to thank you for listening. This has been a Crotch Out Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you do not want to look into this and do your own research and fight against the New World Order, you just want to sit down and cover your eyes, and even, especially if you don't want to fight corruption, even if it is within a 9/11 truth group, then obviously there's nothing I can do for you but say this: fuck you too. To learn.